go that we may fulfill God's plans for us. Amen. Eventually, God is going to ask us to embark on a journey in faith. Sometimes God's request takes us to faraway places, and sometimes God's request asks us to stay right where we are. And no matter where we go, the journey, the experience, changes us if we are willing to be present, willing to listen, willing to see, willing to feel the experience. An angel of the Lord appears to Joseph and tells him he must flee with his family to save their lives. And perhaps we might be thinking, I'll never experience that. I'll never know what that is like. Thank God. And perhaps some of us know what it is like to leave our country for somewhere else that we hope will be safe. And perhaps some of us know what it is like to leave one's family in order to find wholeness. And Joseph gets up. He flees with his family to Egypt, where they are told they will find safety, and where they begin to create a life together as a family. Egypt, in our Christian narrative, is a both-and place, a place where new beginnings can be found, and a place of enslavement. Egypt changes our Old Testament Joseph, the son of Jacob. He goes from being left for dead, sold as a slave, imprisoned, to becoming a vassal of the Egyptian king. And in time, he will save a country from starving during a famine, as well as finding peace in himself. For when he forgives his brothers, his own heart heals, and he is able to care for all of his extended family. And the Israelites prosper for a time in Egypt, until the time of Moses, when they too will flee. For now, though, Egypt will be a safe haven for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Joseph and Mary have to be scared. Scared of what's been told will happen if they stay, and scared of going to another land, starting their journey under the cover of darkness. When we make big changes in our lives, it can be really scary. I know I like to plan and be prepared, but I've come to learn it's impossible to be prepared for everything life can present me with. So I do my best to live faithfully by doing my best to care for those I love, to help those I don't know, to pray to God by sharing what's on my heart and listening for what God is sharing with me, doing my best to live one day at a time, knowing I need to look ahead while integrating past experiences into my present. In this way, I believe we are able to be informed by our past, able to carry our journeys with us, the good, the bad, the painful, the joys. In this way, I believe we are able to incorporate what we have learned from others with us. For Jesus and his family, by going to Egypt, they were fulfilling what the Lord had set out in the past, to bring forward hope for the future. And when the angel reappears to Joseph and tells him it is time for them to return to Israel, and Joseph takes them back to Nazareth, a district of Galilee, again the past is fulfilled, shaping a future hope. God asks us to live as people of faith. Faith doesn't mean believing everything will always be, or should be, easy. Living a life of faith does mean believing there is always hope, there is always goodness, there is always redemption through Jesus Christ. That through Jesus Christ, we can find our way out of darkness. That through Jesus, we too can be a light in a world that is hurting. That we can offer the best of ourselves to others, and in doing so, feel an inner peace of rightness that comes from serving others. We too are called to be a community of faith where others say, "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." Amen.